Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. You can reach us and you can see our programs. We thank God for each and every one of you today, and we pray that your life is going to be blessed and enriched and fulfilled by listening to these podcasts, that it's going to bring some revelation to you, that's going to enlighten you and bring some truth into you. Just as Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus, I'm praying for you that you would be enlightened, that you would get the revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus and how powerful Christ is on the inside of you. And it's very powerful of what comes out of our mouth. After we understand that we have the authority to believe, then there's a revelation that must come forth. You know, the Bible's very plain about whatever a man thinks in his heart, that's what he is. Proverbs 23:7. So whatever you think in your heart, that's exactly what's going to manifest out of your life. And whatever in your heart, according to Luke 6:45, whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. So you got to guard that heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart flows the issues or the forces of life. So we see in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. So your mouth releases sickness, it releases fear, it releases anxiety, it releases poverty. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. That's Proverbs 18:21, but that's also in the New Living Translation. Now, we see that our lives bring death, it brings darkness, it brings all kinds of stuff. So what comes out of your mouth is going to overtake your life. And look at Proverbs 6:2. You're snared by the words of your mouth. You're taken by the words of your mouth. So I want to read that in the New Living Translation. If you have trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you've said, whatever you call it, that's what it is, guys. Ever how you see it. You know, the Bible says in Job 22:28-29, you shall also decree a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways when they cast you down, and you say, exhortation will come, then he will save the humble person. So we see, what did he tell Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:11-12? Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And he said, I see the branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I'm ready to perform, or I'm hastened. The King James says, I'm hastened to perform your word. So we see in Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of your heart, his mouth speaks. Your mouth always pours out what's in your heart. I hear people say all the time, well, Pastor, I just didn't mean to say that. Sure you did. If it hadn't have been in your heart, it'll never come out of your mouth, because there's nothing coming out of your mouth that's not already in your heart. And you say, well, prove that. Well, go to Proverbs 4:23-24. Keep your heart with all diligence. In other words, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues or the forces of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Now, see, we see something here. Your heart controls your mouth. If you don't want things coming out of your mouth that doesn't line up with the Word of God, then feed yourself with the things of the Word of God. You know, if you're around people and they're talking all kinds of chat throughout the day, if you're not careful, those things will get in your spirit. If you're not careful, those things will get in your heart, and you'll find yourself wanting to say the same things they're doing. You'll find yourself wanting to speak. He said, a good man out of the good treasure. The word treasure here in both texts is the word deposit. So whatever you deposited in your heart is going to bring forth good. And an evil man, whatever he's deposited in his heart, is going to bring forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So what's ever coming out of your mouth is always going to be what's in your heart. You got to get a hold of that. So what is in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Now watch Matthew 12:34-37. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we find this in Matthew 12. We found this in Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every inoperative, non-productive word men may speak, they will give an account of that on the day of judgment. And you say, oh, Pastor, you think we're going to stand before the Lord and give an account of every word we've spoken? No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that the day that that word that you've been speaking comes back to deal with you. In other words, the day the rooster comes back to roost on your house. You know, I heard Kenneth Hagin say something when I was listening to him years and years ago. He said, you know, you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep a bird from building a nest in your hair. And I think that's what we got to realize. But I say to you, for every non-productive, inoperative word that you may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words, you are justified, declared righteous, or by your words, you are condemned. And the Bible said that Jesus didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. That's John 3:17. So whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Start watching what comes out of your mouth. Start watching what you speak out of your mouth. Start watching what you say out of your mouth. Because I'm telling you, you're going to be hung by your tongue, and it's going to get you in trouble if you're not careful. If you don't learn to speak and say the right things in your life and speak life to yourself, then you're going to walk around in doubt. You're going to walk around in division. You're going to walk around in concern, because the only way you're ever going to walk in power is when you speak the word of God. So be careful what comes out of your mouth. That's the beauty of grace.